today in the life of the branch. Be on your guard. Welcome to August 2025. Christ leads us to thrive in August here at the branch. Claim him now as your Savior and Lord. We're excited to be the light of Jesus here at the branch. Reds Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn on to Reds Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter and you'll see the church. Please stop and come on in and praise God together with us. Here at the branch, we're excited about Bible study each Sunday morning at 9:45. And after that, we gather in our worship center and thriving praise and worship music and preaching every single Sunday at 10:30 a.m. here at the worship center. On Wednesday night, we have our praise, prayer, and Bible study time, along with some music. Along with that, we'd love to have you on Wednesday night to make your midweek a place to thrive into the rest of your week and recharge your faith. Once again, welcome to the webcast today, and may God bless you the entire month of August 2025 as you thrive in Christ this month. Let's pray. Father, as we have labored together this year in 2025, Father, we have seen great excitement and celebrations. And Father, we've also seen discouragement and sadness. And Father, as we've gone through the roller coaster of our emotions, Father, may we remember that you are the rock of protection, a fortress where I will be safe. You are my rock and my fortress. For the honor of your name, lead me out of this danger. The danger of being trapped by discouragement is so real today. We can be discouraged over everything and anything. And God, I ask that you would battle our discouragement by helping us to be on guard and understand that the battle is yours, O Lord. Support us, Father, in the endeavors of your will, and may your will be done, not ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we're looking at a very unique story in Joshua chapter 9. Joshua chapter 9. And although Ai was not the final battle, and there were more cities to capture in the promised land, and Joshua had his hands full. You know, word got around that these Israelites cannot be defeated because of some great power that they have. And of course, we know that is the power of God himself. It moved ahead of the people. It moved with the people. It was evident that God was on their side if as long as they followed God's plan. And God's plan is to help us to stay on guard with life's issues that come our way. A lot of discussion has been made about discernment. Discerning people's motives and intentions. Now, it is very difficult from time to time to determine if someone is, as old saying, pulling your leg, or are they joking with you, or are they being serious? And most of the time, people today will lend they were serious. This was no joke. They insulted me. They hurt my feelings. They ruined my life. I am a basket case. But the same was true in the time of Joshua and the people of Israel. And Gibeon was a town that was to be taken over by the Israelites and defeated. And people heard in Gibeon about this, so they devised a ruse, if you would, to overcome the great people of the Israelite, the great warriors that proceeded to have their town and destroy them. So here was the deception as we read in chapter 9 of Joshua, verses 3 through 6 to start out with. It goes like this. When the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done in Jericho and Ai, they also acted craftily and set out as envoys and took worn out sacks on their donkeys and wineskins worn out and torn and mended and worn out and patched sandals on their feet and worn out clothes on themselves. And all the bread of their provision was dry and had become moldy. Molding bread. I tell you what, that's not penicillin, but it's not good to eat. Yeah? They went to Joshua to the camp of Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now, therefore, make a covenant with us." This daring deception, was a great ruse that they were doing. And the people of Gibeon knew that they could not defeat Israel. Although other kings were forming alliances to fight Israel, the Gibeonites developed a solo plan. And so with old clothes, old wineskins, and so forth, they sought to convince Joshua that they were from a far, far away place and had been led to Israel as a result of hearing the great things of Israel's God. Now, the problem was God had told Joshua not to make alliances with anyone. God had told him that, no, you're not to make alliances. In fact, throughout the history of Israel and the kings that would come later, we saw great problems when the kings of Israel made alliances with the neighbors around them, evil people around them. When it was the divided kingdom after David, when the northern kingdom and southern kingdom were there, they made alliances with Egypt, Syria, and all the other around. And therein lie the disaster that would bring about their demise in 722 B.C. for the northern kingdom and 586 B.C. for the southern kingdom. So we see a pattern of alliances that are not to be made. Now, the world today is seeking alliances. Let me say this. The church today is seeking alliances with those around them to order to get along. And they have sacrificed it. The main thing that they were all about is the mission to share the one true Savior with the world. That is Jesus Christ, Him crucified, and Him resurrected. So the lesson for us is that the devil is deceptive and will use anything to convince God's people to compromise. Now, Satan is a sly devil and seeks to sneak up on us. So the title of the message, they be on guard. He sneaks up on believers. You know, he snuck up on Jesus in the wilderness and called him out on several things to get him to worship Satan. And Jesus had to quote scripture and lay the word of the living God on him to defeat him and to drive him away for a season. So he uses subtle ways to draw us from the things of God. Christians today need to remember that Satan will probably not try to get us to deny the entire Bible. He's much more content to entice us to compromise in small ways. It's the small things that can get us in trouble. It's that simple word that you use to describe the way somebody looked that gets us in trouble because the word is out that you have talked about someone that you shouldn't talk about. Oh man, there's plenty of people, and it's in churches today, unfortunately, that want to talk about others just to be talking. And without the realization that Satan uses that idleness, the idle words from people's mouths, to destroy unity in the church. So these same Gibeonites were doing that for Joshua. They wanted to sneak their way into the camp and get them disunified and get to make an alliance to save themselves. in these small ways, that Satan tempts us to keep a little corner of our lives for me, for myself and mine. Oh, it's all about me. I love the little cartoon. I think it's Finding Nemo. And in that, they had the seagulls sitting on a wire, and they were looking at these fish jumping around. And all of them were saying, mine, 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 mine. And it reminds me of people today. What's in it for me? It's mine. It's all mine. This world I live in, this pew I sit on, is all mine. Anything I say, I'm okay with, because all mine. It's just mine, mine, mine. All my money in my billfold, my check account, just mine. Serious. Serious when it's all about ourselves. So the blatant blunder happened. The men of Israel sampled their provision, but did not inquire of the Lord. Oh boy, we see this in verses 14 and 15. Let's listen. So the men of Israel took some of their provisions from the Gibeonites and did not ask for the counsel of the Lord. Big mistake. Whenever you're making any kind of decision, or perhaps any time you're fixing to speak, you better seek the counsel of the Lord. Well, Pastor, if I did that, I'd be asking the counsel of the Lord every single minute of the day. Not a bad idea. So after this, Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. And the leaders of the congregation swore an oath to them. Oh my, the blatant blunder. Joshua did not seek the counsel of the Lord and thus failed to see the truth. It seems like an obvious omission, but how easily do we fail in the same trap? Paul reminds us that the devil blinds people's eyes to their need for the gospel, but he also seeks to blind believers, keeping them from turning their eyes to God. 2 Corinthians 4:4 reminds us of this. We'll never arrive at the place where we do not need to read the Bible, pray, have conversations with God. The devil seemingly tries to blind us most when we are trying our hardest. Trying your hardest isn't good enough. Give it to God and let him guide you. Now, we turn and close out to verse 26. A graceful gesture. So Joshua, reading verse 26, thus he did to them and delivered them from the hands of the sons of Israel, and they did not kill him. But Joshua made them that day hewers of the wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord to this day in the place which he would choose. In other words, they were to be their servants from that point on. Even though Joshua and the Israelites entered into a bad alliance, they were caught off guard. They kept their oath. Two wrongs which not make a right in grace of God. The Gibeonites were made woodcutters and water carriers for the rest of their days. And eventually, as we'll see in weeks to come, those decisions made by Joshua and the Israelites as they move along, even through the promised land, they would make mistakes. But it encourages me to know that even though we know God and we know exactly how to call on his name through prayer and Bible study, so forth and so on, we know that we can be caught off guard because we're just as human as Joshua was. But the one thing Joshua had, he had a relationship with God. Now, my question to you today is, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? This is the point in time where you can formulate a relationship with Jesus Christ, which means that Christ will be on guard for you. He will be your helper in time of decisions. He'll be helper in the time of conversations. He'll be your helper in the time of relationships. Truly, you need to trust Jesus as your Savior and Lord. If you want to do that right now, please pray the following prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Savior and Lord. If you prayed this prayer, let me be the first, along with the angels of heaven, rejoicing and saying, Hallelujah! They are one of the family of God. We'd like to know of your wonderful decision. If you'd go to ridgebranch.org and on the landing page there, fill out the form recording your decision. You could also rededicate your life to Christ or join the great work here at Aiken, South Carolina Baptist Church. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to send a praise or prayer request or perhaps a gift to the ministry, you can do so by sending it to the following email address, redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. That's redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Let me spell that for you in case you're, if I'm not speaking clearly. It's redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. If you'd like to send something through the mail, you can send it to the following address, Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Till next time, we look forward to continuing our study in Joshua, moving forward in faith on Joshua 10. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening.